الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, in Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رجال لا تلحيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means rijalun. Now this, the way this word rijal, rijal means men, but it's a plural of rajul is man, plural is rijal. But the way this word is used in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this to refer to men in the context of the honor of a man, the waqar of a man, the izzah of a man, the position of a man because of his awsaf, because of his qualities, because of his nobility, because of his ability, because of his focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So rijal is not in the sense of male, female. It is, Allah is not saying dhukur. Dhakar means male. But Allah is saying rijal in the sense of, like even in English we say be a man. When you say be a man, you don't mean be male. Be a man means act like a man, meaning act with courage, act with compassion, act with honor, act with justice, act truthfully. It doesn't mean wear a pair of trousers, you know, that's not the meaning of being a man. So, this word in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this word rijal, it's used in that sense of the honor of being a man, meaning somebody with responsibility and honor. So Allah is saying, Rijal, these are men. Who are these people? لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْهُنْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah says that they are people who neither tijara, which is trade, buying and selling, nor buy, which is again selling. This does not divert them from the zikr of Allah. Now, tulhihim is, the root word is halaka, which is also used for halakat, which is for destruction, you know, death. So, to be diverted from the zikr of Allah is actually halakat. It is actually destruction of a person, because that's the purpose of our creation, is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have not created the jinn and the men for any reason other than to remember us. So, there's only one reason. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, who are men? Who are people of honor? Who are men? And again, in this case, is rijal, but it's also by reference refers to noble women. And by noble, I don't mean somebody with a title given by a king. I mean, we're not talking about that. We're not creating some caste system. You're saying here noble meaning a woman of honor, a woman of justice, of truthfulness, and so on. So people like this, Allah says, who are these people? These are people for whom the zikr of Allah is always paramount. And trade and so on and so forth does not divert them from that. Now think also of this, that when Allah is saying trade does not divert them, we're not talking about haram and halal trade. If Allah is saying trade, it means halal. If it's haram, then it would not be mentioned in the first place. So here, when Allah is saying trade does not, meaning even halal trade does not divert them from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah mentioned two other things. Iqam is-salah wa ita'i zakat. Two of the pillars of Islam. And these are the people who establish the salah and who gives zakat. So these are the awsaf and the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, which give honor to a person. And Allah said that they fear a day, yakhafuna yawman tataqallabu fihi alqulubu wal absar. They fear a day when the hearts and eyes will be overturned, meaning the day of judgment. Allah is saying these are the people who are always conscious of the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the purpose of this ayah, again, I'm not doing tafsir here. Purpose of this ayah of remembering and reminding myself anew is to underline the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is mentioning a quality of a person which leads them to success. And what is that quality? That quality is to make an intelligent choice. What is that intelligent choice? The ayah refers to something else does not divert them from the zikr of Allah. which means Ghairullah does not divert them, does not distract them from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying here that who are the people who make intelligent choices? Those who choose to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and above everything else. So if I've got a choice, I want to please Allah, or I want to please my customer, or I want to please my boss, or whatever, I choose to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is a choice to say, I can pray at home, or I can pray in my office, or I can go to the masjid, I go to the masjid. If I have a choice to say that I will do this work which involves some doubtful matter, but there is, the choice is what? I don't take that work which gives me, which involves any doubtful matter. I indulge in a something which is halal. For example, I am, you know, watching sport or something. Nothing wrong with that. But am I watching it in a way where for that period when I am engaged in watching this match, I have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely? Seriously, we should sit and take note, especially I am saying with sport, because this is a very common thing nowadays that people want, like to watch sport. I always say, instead of watching the sport, play the sport. That is good for your health also. Simply sitting in front of the TV and watching it makes no sense. But anyway, even if you do that, I don't say it is haram. But at the same time, just reflect. Once you finish the match, just reflect seriously and think for yourself, while I was watching this match, did I think of Allah? Did I mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, seriously, I mean, maybe there are people who are such awliya Allah that they are constantly making dhikr while they are watching the game, but Allah alam. So, if that is the case, then what happens if I die in the middle of that? Then you are going to die without the kalima, without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what is the musibat of that? Think about that. And really, seriously, do remember, these are not hypothetical situations. I still remember, and I think this is a memory I will carry to my grave. We used to, when we lived in the other place in road number 12, one day around maybe 2 o'clock in the night or something, there was a loud hammering on the door. So I got up in a kind of a shock and I went to say, who's hammering on my door at this time of the night? It was our next door neighbor, his wife. So it was literally one wall. This is our flat, flat on the other side. It was very heavily raining. It was extremely heavy rain in the middle of that, around 2 o'clock in the night, it was hammering on the door. So I went and this lady was there. So I said, what happened? Everything. She said, I think my husband has died. Just like that. So I called my wife. Both of us went literally across the side, you know, to the other door. And her husband had died. He had, so I said, what happened? She said he went down to his motorcycle was parked in some place, he wanted to move it. He said he did that, he came up and he, from a standing position, he just fell flat. He just heart stopped, he just fell flat. So he was lying full flat on the ground, dead. And that was the time when the Chinese, when the Olympics was on. Right. So when I went into that room, I saw the TV was on, with the Olympics on it, and his laptop was on with some spreadsheet, so maybe he was doing some accounts or some such thing. Alhamdulillah, nothing haram in either of that. But I was thinking to myself, here is 2 o'clock in the night, Olympics is going on. So he was sitting and watching that. He went and he came back and he died. Now he was a good man, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him and fill his qabr with noor. I know he used to pray regularly, he used to go to the masjid regularly. So alhamdulillah, we're not criticizing him in any way. I'm just saying that this is how death can come. Just like that. And I still remember thinking to myself that just that one wall, I was sleeping on this side, that man was on the other side. Malakul Maut does not make mistakes. So it's not a question of saying, you know, he went there by mistake. No, he went there because he had to go there. But I'm saying that this is as much as that. Another friend of ours tells us, these are Shia people, and she said this to me in a way which, you know, they thought this is a very good thing. Allah alam, Allah knows best. But her mother, the way she died was sitting in a majlis, a Shia majlis, and this whole majlis is going on, and jam-packed with ladies, all ladies majlis, so everybody sitting there. And the majlis finished, and when the majlis finished, all the people got up and so on and so on. And then one of the ladies said to this lady who was sitting there, come, let us go. And she had died. So she had died. The lady sitting next to her was, you know, she was touching her while she was sitting. She did not even know that this woman is dead. She died in the middle of that majlis. And when everyone got up and so on, that's when they realized that this lady has died. Now, this is the whole point of awareness. Awareness of our death does not mean becoming morbid. It doesn't mean, you know, going into depression and not. No, it means living our entire life, doing what we do, enjoy it, succeed, face the challenges of life, but always with the zikr of Allah. Now, when you say the zikr of Allah, we have to understand it's not some musibat on us. Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what adds spice to that life. It is what helps us to enjoy. Because now you are going on a holiday, you're going to see some, you know, beautiful sight, or you go to the seaside resort, or wherever you're going to the jungle or something. And at that time, you think, subhanAllah, what a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, look at these animals, look at these birds, look at this, look at the sea, and so on and so on. So what is happening now? You are, not only are you enjoying, but your enjoyment is enhanced because you are noticing it, and because now you are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sights that He is showing you, this is also ibadah. So Allah is giving you reward of ibadah for looking at the ocean. Allah is giving you reward of ibadah for doing whatever it is that you are doing, right? So this enhances the enjoyment. Second thing is that when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our other works, which is not holidays, I'm talking about work and so on, challenges, difficulties, so on, this brings solace to the heart. This keeps us on the right track. This ensures that we have the strength to face what comes. This ensures that we make dua at the right time, and so on and so forth. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is purely and purely for our benefit. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly established, not in all of this, plus in the two pillars of Islam with respect to that, which is Iqamati Salah and Itai Zakat, which is to establish Salah and to pay Zakat. And to remember our Akhirah always, where the hearts and the eyes will be overturned. See the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning something with such power and with such, you know, putting fear into our hearts, when we think about that, what is the meaning of saying heart will be overturned? Means what? Think about that. There's such terror that the heart will come, it will feel like, you know, like in English we say the heart came into the mouth, you know, with terror, with fear. That is the state that are of the Day of Judgment. May Allah protect us from that, and may Allah save us from that state. But this is what the Day of Judgment is about. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Who are the intelligent people? People who make intelligent choices. What is the intelligent choice? Is never to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. Always remember. And you might say, well, you know, we don't forget. I agree, we don't forget, but periodically the concentration, the focus on Allah goes away, and we get involved in whatever we're doing. And especially when in business, in work, and in holidays, and having fun. Also, when we get angry, when something else happens, and all, everything goes. We just, you know, get involved in this anger, yelling and screaming and, you know, behaving like an animal. Where is Allah in that? Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there? Isn't Allah watching? So, always, constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And as I mentioned, remembrance of Allah consists of doing it verbally, doing it with actions, and also constantly having it in the heart. Jo kalb jari hone ki baat jo hoti hai, the heart is never still. The heart is constantly working, and it's constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to always remember Him, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to save us from all forms of tests and all forms of punishment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.